Hi, and welcome to another edition of I'll Fix Your Toxic Wagon. My name is Tim Rhyme, and once again, we're going to look at what real people are doing practically to take on some of the biggest issues we face in regards to our health, our regulatory system, and our environment. Today, it's my distinct pleasure and honor to welcome Dr. Joseph Mercola, a true pioneer and legend in the world of natural health, as he brings practical solutions to one of today's biggest problems, the COVID pandemic. Dr. Mercola, before we get into your new campaign and how we might use it to find a way out of the current health and economic crisis, I'd like to spend just a minute talking about censorship. One of our recent guests, Dr. David Brownstein, was successfully using a natural protocol that included nutritional supplementation to successfully treat hundreds of serious COVID patients before being effectively silenced by the FDA and FTC. I wonder if you have any thoughts on censorship and how it affects our ability to climb our way out of this crisis.
He actually emailed me when the FTC sent him his warning letter, and I guided him through the process and gave him some insights on what to do. But although he does recommend oral supplementations, his primary innovation is nebulized hydrogen peroxide. And I interviewed him for this. He actually published a study with over 100 patients and has actually done another dozen or two since he published that effectively treated this disease with this strategy that literally, if you have a nebulizer, which I think everyone should for the just specifically for this intervention, the cost of the peroxide is less than one penny. Less than one penny to treat the illness. And are there side effects? No. No known side effects. I've worked with about a half a dozen people. He's treated over 100. This thing is nothing short of miraculous. I mean, it really is a magic bullet for this disease. If you're sick, I mean, it basically takes care of almost everyone and with virtually no side effects, and it's almost free. So that's his biggest innovation. And he's not a Johnny come lately. He started doing this in the mid 90s. He's been doing peroxide. So major hats off to him. He's an incredible pioneer in this area and really one of the leaders in this space. And I just recognize how important this strategy and intervention was this year after the epidemic hit. And wow. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, we're going to go into another approach that I think is even better, because ideally, remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that nebulized peroxide is the pound or actually a ton of cure, because, I mean, literally within hours, most of the people that I'm familiar with, they started and they're better. I mean, the symptoms are almost all gone. So it's just crazy. They can't breathe. They feel like they're going to die, and then they're better. It's like amazing. And actually, the FTC didn't censor him. They just prevented him from putting the legitimate testimonials that he had recorded and interviewed from his patients, which is a very compelling to listen in the patient's own word, their personal experience of what this intervention did for their life. And he, even though he had a published study that was accepted in a peer-reviewed journal, they forbade him from doing that incredible consequences if he failed to comply with their restrictions. So he complied. But they didn't stop him from doing the treatments. They just prevented him from publishing it on his site.
And actually falsely accused him of making claims that this was some sort of cure, because he never did that on his website, even though the letters that he received claimed he did. So they actually misrepresented what he was even claiming to do.
Yeah, and it was probably just a template letter that they gave to probably dozens of people. So.
Well, since we talked about the pound of cure, let's talk about the ounce of prevention.
Yes.
Exciting new campaign. And I want to hear a little bit more about your campaign for stopping COVID cold with vitamin D and how this relates to the current crisis.
Well, okay. I've actually created a whole website, and you said the name of it. It's stopcovidcold.com. Stopcovidcold.com. It's free. There's no email opt-ins. You know, it's just basically the site that's designed to give you the information you need, and not so much important you, because most of the people watching this probably know this, and that's fine. But what that is desperately needed is the public at large needs to have this information if they're going to implement this and prevent themselves from being crippled and injured and possibly killed by this disease, which is absolutely unnecessary. Almost everyone can prevent this if they take the appropriate strategies. And the primary one that I think almost everyone is deficient in, there's two, but Stop COVID Cold is primarily focused on vitamin D. I've been teaching people about this online for about two decades, and actually was largely responsible for catalyzing the acceptance of this modality into traditional medicine. Now, even conventional physicians don't disagree that vitamin D is useful and they regularly test for it, but they haven't accepted the fact that it can be an incredibly powerful intervention to prevent that ounce of prevention, to prevent disease like COVID. So the thing is, it's not something you can do like the peroxide where you take it and within hours you're better. Vitamin D takes time to build up into your system and to activate the appropriate pathways to upregulate your immune response. So ideally you want to have it tested before. So the site, Stop COVID Cold, we put it together with a number of experts, and it's really cool because you can go there and literally in less than 2 minutes you can answer a number of questions. And once you finish answering, you'll know exactly what your risk is. Are you at very low risk? Are you at medium? Are you at very high risk? And then not only that, so you get this, the test results instantly, but it will tell you what you need to work on to change your risk. And most people, as I said, 90% of the people, it's going to be vitamin D because their levels, 90% of the public has vitamin D levels that are too low. And not only does vitamin D improve your resilience and resistance to infections, viral infections like COVID, I mean, it's been well documented for viral upper respiratory infections. COVID obviously is a new disease. It's been with us for less than a year. So the actual scientific randomized controlled trials designed to scientifically test and validate and prove this hypothesis are still underway, although one was just published last week to validate it. But it's something that is a simple intervention. It's essentially not only improves your resilience against the infection, but it also improves your entire health. So it radically reduces your risk for heart disease, for cancer, for autoimmune diseases, just improves your whole system. It's an incredibly powerful intervention that is, if you're going to, so how do you get it? Well, if you go to the site, you not only get the test and the test results, but there's two documents there. One is a simple document. It's 10 pages, lots of graphics, easy to read and understand and implement, that will tell you how to do that. And if you're a healthcare professional, we have an advanced version of that that is more detailed and is a paper I actually had published with about 300 references that goes into the specific science and details of why vitamin D is useful. But basically, there's two ways to get it. One is with the sunshine, and as we're recording this, it's fall is upon us. Daylight savings time is coming. And the consequence of that, unless you live in the southern areas, you're really not going to get vitamin D too easily from the sun. The time has lapsed. Summer is gone. So you either you go somewhere south or you resort to taking oral supplements. You don't have to take oral supplements. You were designed to get it from the sun, and I think that's the way I particularly have gotten it for the last 10 years. I haven't swallowed a vitamin D supplement. So if you're getting it from the sun, it's free. There's no charge. But even if you lived in the Middle East, you know, where there's sun 24/7, around, not 24/7, year-round, you still have to go outside. You know, and you have to have enough skin exposed. So you have to have the ability, option, the opportunity, but then you have to implement it and you have to go out. So most people in the United States, sun exposure, I would say it's less than 5% of the people are going to get it from sun. Either their environment or their circumstances simply don't allow it because they're working, although many people now are working at home if they're working at all. So they probably could do it, but you're doing that. So either sun, ideally, because there's other benefits other than vitamin D, you can get upregulate nitric oxide and You can cause your water to become structured from the near infrared radiation in the sun. So there's a lot of powerful benefits, simple photobiomodulation, circadian rhythm optimization. So it's really good to be in the sun. Now, like any good thing, you don't want to abuse it. It's like too much of a good thing is not good. It's like Goldilocks. You want the right amount. So you never want to get sunburned because that is dangerous. But sensible sun exposure on a regular on enough skin is a powerful strategy to upregulate your health and improve your resilience to this infection. So and ideally, you know, your vitamin D level is something like your blood pressure level, in that there's a good range and a bad range, and you can't tell, but you can't feel it. The only way to do it is to test it, to measure it. So thankfully, that's a real simple blood test. Almost every doctor knows about it now that you can easily order. Or if you don't want to bother with the doctor, you can get it online. And we tell you places where you can do that and measure it. You don't even, you know, you just have to mail it in. You don't even have to go to a lab. You can they mail you the stuff and you prick your finger, put blood on a little piece of cardboard, send it in the mail, and they send you the results back. So it's really simple. And that's this way you can optimize and figure out. Because if you're taking pills, you know, you can guess what the right dose is, but everyone's different, especially if you're also getting some sun exposure. So that's basically it on the vitamin D. And it's just a crazy cost-effective solution with virtually no side effects except for good ones. And that reduces your risk for almost all diseases. It's crazy good. And it's, you know, it's something we were designed to have. All of our ancestors, if they were outside in the sun on a regular basis, had optimized vitamin D levels. And that's what we're designed to do. But because of industrialization and living indoors most of the time and working indoors, we just don't get outside enough. And as a result, most of us have low vitamin D levels. And it's complicated if you have dark skin. So now, if you've known all this and everything I've said, that's great. You're in the informed part of the population. But the purpose of this site, stopcovidcold.com, is to get this information out to the public. So we've created a resource that's easy to use to send to your friends and family, to even take an activist role, to go out into the community, to go to the black churches and black groups who are most at risk, primarily because their skin color is dark enough that they need so much more sun exposure to optimize their vitamin D level. So unless they're taking, I mean, in their sun, like, it is really hard to have deeply colored skin, pigmented skin, and then have good vitamin D levels. You almost have to be taking vitamin D unless you're living in the tropics. I mean, it's just, you know, so that's at risk population. And of course, the other one is the elderly, especially those in assisted living facilities and nursing homes. So because they don't get out too much. So and their age limits their body's ability to actually produce this beneficial vitamin D. So those are two target populations. And if you could put some effort and energy towards directing this message to them, then we could actually make a dent in this and, you know, reduce people's fears and radically address what I think is probably one of the biggest existential threats to our personal freedoms and liberty that this crisis is producing, because of the fear that it's implementing and their ability to tyrannically control and implement these measures to, you know, basically twist our behavior, manipulate it in ways that serve their purposes and not really addressing the underlying realities of what this infection really is. Because it's a serious infection. A lot of people have died from it, but it's not the most serious infection we've ever faced. There's far more serious and deadly infections. But either way, it's the same strategy. You know, you can use the strategies of the peroxide and some of the supplementation. I suspect Dr. Brownstein discussed. I discuss it on my site too. I've done a video. I actually interviewed Brownstein, as I said, and I've got the interview on my site with him. And we go into details on how to implement the peroxide therapy. As I mentioned, I think almost everyone should have a nebulizer. And you want to get them beforehand. They're getting harder to find because this message is getting out, even though it's being censored. People know that this works. And, you know, this is not something you want to go out and grab when you have the illness. You want it in your emergency box, you know, ready to be used the moment you need it. Because the like any disease, the sooner you treat it, the easier it is. You know, the later, you know, late course in the illness, even though it still works, it's harder. So and you're going to have less damage, too, because this is a pesky virus. We're finding some potential long-term complications of this, unlike other viruses. So you just don't want it to hang around too long.
Your comment about resilience is interesting because I think something like 94% of all serious COVID cases have some sort of pre-existing condition.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Thank you for reminding me that, because there are two. As I mentioned, 90% of the people are deficient in vitamin D, but 90% of the United States population is also has a condition called metabolic inflexibility, or otherwise known as insulin resistance, which means they have lost the ability to seamlessly switch between burning fat and as their primary fuel, and they're using carbohydrates. So that creates a very serious metabolic pattern that absolutely increases their resistance to this disease. So and there's a lot of simple strategies I discuss in this. I have it on my site, you know, things like time-restricted eating, and would be one of the most powerful, where you're limiting the hours of the day that you're eating to about 6 or 8 hours. Because most people, including probably more than 90% of the people watching this, are eating more than 12 hours a day. And that's not a good strategy if you want to stay healthy, and especially if you're eating right before you go to bed, because that's just a recipe for metabolic disaster. So simple things like that, and time-restricted eating doesn't cost anything. It's free. You know, there's no supplements to buy. It's even cheaper than hydrogen peroxide, which is pretty cheap. So, you know, and that would improve your metabolic flexibility, even if you don't go to the next step and level and address the types of foods that you're eating, which has a really big thing. And there's two primary offenders most people are aware of the first one, which is sugar, processed sugar. But what's probably even worse than processed sugar are these processed vegetable oils, more appropriately called seed oils, because they did a massive PR campaign on this. Instead of calling them industrially processed seed oils, they call them vegetable oils, because vegetables are supposed to be healthy, right? Well, these things like soybeans and canola and corn oil, first of all, they're almost all GMO, genetically modified, sprayed to the hilt with glyphosate and other toxic poisons. But what's even worse than those poisons is the high dose of omega-6 fats that you get, primarily linoleic acid, which again just wrecked it. It is one of the primary reasons people become insulin resistant, because of this overwhelming, unnecessary high levels of these omega-6 fats in their diet. So those are something you want to avoid like the plague. And they're loaded in all processed foods. So the simple ways to eat is avoid processed foods. And almost every time you go out to a restaurant, in the past, there were restaurants that you could go to that didn't have these, but these were the sit-down restaurants. These were the high fine dining restaurants where some of them, not all of them, of course, but some of them did pay attention to the quality of the foods and the ingredients that they were using. But now almost every one of those restaurants are out of business, or they will be out of business shortly. And you know what they replaced them with, right, Tim? They replaced them with fast food restaurants. And every one of those is using high doses of vegetable oil. So you want to avoid those like the plague. You want to make your food at home and avoid these oils. If you have them in your home, one of the best things you can do is just think hard of a neighbor or a relative that you really don't like and give them those oils, because they are not good for you or anyone in your family, anyone you love. So get them out of your home. They're just terrible. They're literally poison. They may even be worse than glyphosate on a long-term basis. I mean, I just don't know which one's more poisonous, but they're really bad. So simple things: time-restricted eating, get rid of the omega-6 industrial processed seed oils, limit your sugar, get some exercise, sleep, and then, you know, your body is designed to be healthy. It wants to be healthy. It's supposed to be healthy. It's only when you avoid these simple recommendations that it's not going to be healthy. If given the right materials, it moves towards health. It doesn't move towards disease. If you believe the mainstream narrative, especially conventional medicine, you'll think that every ache and pain and health problem you have is a result of not taking a drug. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's just your body's natural feedback mechanism to give you the information, the keys, the clues that you're doing something wrong that it wasn't designed to be doing, and to wake up and change so that your body can get healthy the way it was designed to be.
We're all sitting around waiting for the leadership to do something. That is not going to happen. We all know that. We have to take control of our own health.
No, there's a narrative. There's definitely a direction that's being implemented by mainstream media. It is not for your health. I can assure you, and you and you, your team knows that really well, and mostly likely the people watching you, because this is really it's a grab to remove our personal freedoms and liberties. Is the fundamental reason why this narrative is being promoted.
And once again, Dr. Mercola, it's been an honor to speak with you, sir. We appreciate all of your fantastic information here and through the years. And we just really can't thank you enough for being with us today.
All right, Tim. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this message with your community and help spread the word so we can really make a dent on this. And, you just know that you can make a difference. Every one of you watching this can make a difference.
Well, I am just so grateful to Dr. Mercola for joining us today. You know, there's really no one that I know of that has done more for the natural health community, and I so appreciate his practical advice. And just a quick reminder to everybody listening to visit stopcovidcold.com, and please share that information far and wide. This really could save someone's life. So now we get to a fun part of the show. Joining me now to help me sort through all this great stuff is my partner in crime, Rob Verkirk. Welcome, my friend.
Hi there. How you going, Tim?
Oh, peachy. How about yourself?
Really well. Yeah, bearing up, listening to all this development of an increasingly crazy world, it seems, that we now live in.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And I know you heard Dr. Mercola and all the great things he had to say. And what really stood out to me, you know, all of these different protocols and suggestions that Dr. Mercola made to improve our resiliency against COVID, you know, none of them is expensive. None of them causes side effects. And he talked about a narrative that's going around. And, you know, what struck me is it seems to me that narrative is fueled by money. What role do you see cronyism playing into this narrative that we see in the mainstream media and, you know, in the world's leadership in terms of the COVID crisis?
Well, you know, follow the money, Tim. Interesting that Dr. Mercola talks about a pound of cure and an ounce of prevention. We're not going to be hearing that from the FDA or the FTC anytime soon. The idea is to run people in a particular direction. And obviously, over the last 60 years, people have been reliant on buying products that are essentially often patented. They are new to nature. And of course, what Dr. Mercola is talking about is how we actually deal with these things naturally. And this has been the part that's been entirely missing from the debate. And even now, as we are definitely through the first wave of infection, again, they are trying to ramp up the fear, ramp up the concern, and hoard people in a specific direction so that the desire for specific patented products, and of course, the things that will be coming out of the pipeline in due course will be vaccines, so that people will line up for them. And what's interesting is that people have more trust now in something that's being produced by someone in a laboratory with a white coat than they have in what Mother Nature provides for us. And that scientifically is the bit that I struggle with, because, you know, if you look at the history of pandemics, the only thing that has consistently worked is our adjustment, our adaptation to the existence of a virus that may now have made humans its new host. So, you know, when Dr. Mercola talks about the fact that there's people running around with inadequate levels of circulating vitamin D, it's a complete no-brainer that we restore those levels to optimum levels. And yet, why are we not hearing that from government? So, I'm concerned about the messages that are out there. And, you know, the one thing I would really advise people to keep an eye on when they're looking at Johns Hopkins data or they're listening to the evening news is don't start to develop fear around the number of cases, because we could actually be celebrating the increase in the number of cases. If more and more people become infected, and that infection, because we have better natural resilience, results in less cases of serious disease, illness, and death, we should celebrate that, because that actually is an indication that we're moving towards the tail of this pandemic. And of course, right now we've got commercial forces, crony capitalism, pushing us in the opposite direction, saying, guys, time to really get twitchy again and look at the next thing we're going to deliver for you.
You know, and you bring up something interesting, and this was something I had never actually thought about before. Dr. Mercola talked about certain populations that are particularly susceptible to vitamin D, to lower vitamin D levels. And he mentioned, you know, the people of color have a greater risk for this, that people who are elderly. And if you look at the statistics, right, where are most of the cases coming from? You know, I know in the United States, and you know more about the worldwide cases, but certainly in the United States, there's been a lot in the press about the fact that communities of color have been struck harder by this. And that seemed to me an interesting, you know, crossover of these statistics, right? If this is a community that is dealing with higher levels of vitamin D deficiency, and we're seeing this play out in the public space, and I don't see anybody making that connection, which I it just popped in my head as I was speaking with Dr. Mercola.
Well, look, it's been a big thing in various parts of the world. Even in the UK, it actually has been quite well publicized. The reality is that there is a double whammy. People with dark skins not only are more deficient in vitamin D, they're also going to be at the rough end of the socioeconomic inequalities that occur in society. And we know that there is a really tight correlation between people who are more socioeconomically deprived and also suffering the burden of the very cross-section of comorbidities that make you more susceptible to COVID disease. So, you know, the irony is the very strategies that governments are employing to try and run away from the virus, social distancing, lockdowns, those kind of strategies actually enhance those social and socioeconomic inequalities. And make it even more vulnerable, you know, make those groups even more vulnerable. And of course, there's an enormous amount that can be done through public health messaging, vitamin D being right at the center of it, but also, you know, vitamin C and iodine and selenium levels. These are all things that, as Dr. Mercola says, are as cheap as chips, and yet they're not being communicated by governments. And of course, you know, even the other area, when you look at treatment protocols, because there is a bit of a confusion in the public sometimes about what do you do for treatment if you have COVID disease, and is that really different from what you do for prevention? And the answer is a simple yes, very, very different. So vitamin C can be used really well for both prevention and treatment. But when we use it for treatment, it needs to generally be in intravenous form. And of course, at the very high levels, you know, 20, 25 grams per day IV level, through the Fenton reaction, it is creating hydrogen peroxide, the very thing that Dr. Mercola talked about could be so useful when you're nebulizing it straight into the lungs. So, you know, there's decades worth of clinical research looking at these kind of natural products that are way cheaper than anything that is coming out of the pharmaceutical pipeline, that have an extraordinary track record being used on respiratory viruses, that are already being demonstrated to work by people like Drs. Brownstein, the Math Plus protocol doctors, and yet the NIH and others are just not listening to them. They're pushing it under the carpet. So, you know, the beauty about this is that a lot of this can be done by people on their own. The workaround is just go out and do it. So, you know, Dr. Mercola's new website is a great portal for people to go to get some information, stopthecold.com. The COVID cold, isn't it? Stop the COVID
cold. COVIDcold.com, yeah.
.com. Great website where people can get information. You know, you don't need to worry about the FTC, because this is generic information that doesn't relate to specific products. So, you know, that's what's kept natural health going for the last few thousand years, and censorship ain't going to stop it.
And as you said at the beginning, follow the money. And the fact that this narrative exists, I think, can be traced exactly back to the money. And very good point, Robin. Rob, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Tim, all the best to all of you. And keep taking that vitamin D and that vitamin C.
And getting out and seeing some sun and not staying locked up in my basement. Yeah, absolutely. And on behalf of Rob and myself, I'd just like to thank everybody for joining us for another episode of I'll Fix Your Toxic Wagon. Until next time, thank you. Yeah, yeah.